while the rabbis recognized their own fallibility. The fallibility of political leadership is rooted in the very nature of politics and in the very art that is political excellence. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 88, If versus When, a Lesson in Leadership. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10 Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
Der alte Jude, ist der Mann. The old Jew, he's the man. So Otto von Bismarck said about Benjamin Disraeli, uttering this sentence in admiration at the Congress of Berlin in 1878, reflecting Bismarck's awe at the way in which Disraeli masterfully and adeptly addressed the many challenges of statesmanship in the moment, turning the Congress toward an end that he, Disraeli, desired. It is a small sentence that captures statesmanship as an art. I quote this compliment by Bismarck in my book Providence and Power and connect it to an important essay by the political thinker Isaiah Berlin titled On Political Judgment. As I wrote there, Berlin points out that we tend to describe politics as a science. Indeed, we have a term political science. But ultimately, true political greatness is not approaching leadership as a series of rigid rules. Or as Berlin put it, political judgment is, quote, a capacity in the first place for synthesis rather than analysis. Or as he goes on to add, true political judgment is knowledge in the way that, quote, conductors know their orchestras, as opposed to that in which chemists know the contents of their test tubes, or mathematicians know the rules that their symbols obey. But at the same time, precisely because there are no hard and fast rules for successful political leadership, therefore, error is also extremely possible. We bear this in mind as our mitzvah for the day asks us to consider the nature of political leadership. Our past two episodes have considered forms of the korban, the offering known as chatat, usually brought after an inadvertent act of sin. We discussed the chatat brought by the individual Israelite, and then, in yesterday's episode, by the elders, the Sanhedrin, when an erroneous ruling has brought about a forbidden action by the populace. A separate korban is called for when, in the terminology of the Torah, the nasi, the political leader, meaning the king, commits a sin as a result of inadvertent error. Here too, a specified animal is brought by the leader. But what is most striking is not the ritual details of the rite. Rather, we are asked to consider the unique way in which this mitzvah is introduced. As noted by the turn of the 20th century Torah giant, Rabbi Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, and by others, the Torah introduces the error of the Sanhedrin, or of the individual Israelite, or of the high priest, in a mitzvah that we shall discuss later, as a possibility, but not a probability. Every single one of these passages begins with the word if, hence Leviticus 4. And the Lord said to Moses, say to the people of Israel, if anyone sins unwittingly in any of the things which the Lord has commanded not to be done, and does any one of them. And then the next verse, if it is the anointed priest who sins, this is the high priest. And then verse 13, if the whole congregation of Israel commits a sin unwittingly, this is the error of the populace facilitated by the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin. Verse 27, describing the sin of the individual, again, if anyone. But when it comes to verse 22, the passage pertaining to the political figure, Scripture starts not with if, but with when. When a ruler sins, doing unwittingly any one of all the things which the Lord his God has commanded not to be done, and is guilty, if the sin which he has committed is made known to him, he shall bring as his offering a goat. And so the passage continues. Rather than if, Scripture starts with asher, when. And it is Berlin that allows us to understand why this is so. Not the Congress of Berlin, in which Bismarck and Disraeli found themselves, but Isaiah Berlin, who insightfully articulated how political judgment is an art, not a response to rigid rules. Rabbi Sachs, in a wonderful essay titled The Sins of a Leader, which I believe I cited at one point in Bible 365, put it this way, quote, the reason leaders, as opposed to judges and priests, cannot avoid making mistakes is that there is no textbook that infallibly teaches you how to lead. Priests and judges follow laws. For leadership, there are no laws, because every situation is unique. As Isaiah Berlin put it in his essay, Political Judgment, in the realm of political action, there are few laws, and what is needed instead is skill in reading a situation. Successful statesmen, and Rabbi Sacks here is citing Berlin's words, grasp the unique combination of characteristics that constitute this particular situation, this and no other. End quote. Thus, while the rabbis recognized their own fallibility, as we discussed yesterday, the fallibility of political leadership is rooted in the very nature of politics and in the very art that is political excellence. Or as Rabbi Sacks further adds, quote, the Jewish approach to leadership is thus an unusual combination of realism and idealism. Realism in its acknowledgement that leaders inevitably make mistakes. Idealism in its constant subordination of politics to ethics, power to responsibility, pragmatism to the demands of conscience. What matters is not that leaders never get it wrong. That is inevitable given the nature of leadership. But they are always exposed to prophetic critique and that they constantly study Torah to remind themselves of transcendent standards and ultimate aims. End quote. A story that I love, which I read online and which I hope is true, describes a moment during World War II when Isaiah Berlin was an analyst in the British Embassy in Washington. Churchill had seen the memos written by Berlin and was enormously impressed. Then Churchill was told by Clementine, his wife, that Mr. Berlin was visiting the British capital. Clementine was referring to Irving Berlin, the American songwriter. But Churchill, thinking it was the analyst from the D.C. embassy, insisted on having lunch with the Mr. Berlin that had so impressed him. Hilarity ensued. According to the version I recall reading online, which has been the source of the anecdote I have been citing, when Irving Berlin left the lunch, Churchill ruefully said about the man he had met, still thinking it was Isaiah Berlin, something like, Berlin's like most bureaucrats, impressive on paper, but disappointing when you meet them in person. This is the version of the story that I recall reading online. And there is a larger point here. The difference between a bureaucrat and a leader is that a bureaucrat obeys rigid rules. A leader relies on inner judgment. In the art of leadership, therefore, mistakes are extremely possible. And yet, leadership as an art is also the essence of political greatness. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow, signing off.